Thank
Are you right, Joseph? Hello, my name's Dick, and I'm a telly star. Are you good at things, telly star? Hey? You ain't taking my voice, are ya? No. I ain't gonna talk again, I tell ya.
Between two people is different, isn't it? Between a load of people, they might not all approve of. So that's why he's not.
I quite agree. I wouldn't have spoken to one of them things, I tell you.
I said that Rob wasn't going to take it anyway.
You what? Keep it in here, because people won't like you. You know what people are like around here? My old dad always used to say, if you can't talk proper, don't bother talking at all.
You idiot.
Why are you laughing? There ain't nothing wrong with laughing dialect. I lived here all my life.
Yeah,
and I ain't gonna change now.
I thought I was
laughing. What about that? How you sound?
I like the way Rob said yes, we'll do it. And then
Ah, you told me now, didn't you, right?
You get 25 quid vouchers for doing that. You need another one who's trying to do it all. I said to the guy that only have one person come on a Wednesday, I didn't know what was any myself and the kids here.
Well, you're gonna spend your money anyway.
Oh, I could spend it.
£25 of the vouchers for what?
I don't know.
Oh, there you are. Might be some vegetables. I grow plenty of them in my garden. I don't need no vouchers. Thank you, Charlotte. You're a lovely girl. Take that bit of straw out of your mouth.
Look, I've got 20 of them to fill up.
Oh my good God. Wait for you for an era.
In a week, he's going to come next time.
Wait, enough batteries out when if I break them a week. Two bits of string and a can.
Need a hell of a bit of string.
Or was it two cans and a bit of string? I can't remember now. My memory ain't what it used to be.
Keep going, I've only got 20 more tapes to fill up. Both sides.
You'll be lucky to get people talking to that, I tell you. Anyway, when people see one of them things, they never talk how they normally do, do they? All change their bloody voices.
What do you mean, like me?
Yeah. People always talk in a silly voice when they see a tape recorder.
What, conservatives?
Well...
conservative voice.
People what vote Labour don't even know what a tape recorder is.
You idiot.
I'll give it Charlotte. Well, darling.
Gone to do some work. Let's have some hush, hey? Come on, down we get. Let's go and play. Oh, is it? Down you get. Oh. What do you want? Go in the office.
through that, please? Just turn.
It's running.
And I've placed it in a strategic position where it can pick up everybody's conversation.
This is when you go dumb.
No, you don't have to worry about that. We
I say you don't. You do. You go dumb when you when they switch on that.
I think it ought to be made clear that the voices you can hear or will be hearing in the next half an hour or so will be that of the television.
Yeah, well, that's a fact of life. She has to make out a form with what was happening at the time and everything, the duration and all that type of twonk. But so far she's managed to record 5 minutes of conversation between me and her. So, and she's got 20 tapes, C90s to do.
What was these tapes? It wasn't bedroom.
No, this was just some conversation we had during the day.
Oh.
But if I can leave it running, it runs out and suit me down to the ground. There you go, Dennis. Eyes down for a pull house.
To get your eye in, was it, on this?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realise you'd come for a car. I broke, so you will.
Thank you. It's okay.
I don't know.
I can go back to the dorms. Yeah.
That's all they can do. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I feel responsible.
You're not. I just got sick, that's all.
Anymore.
It's okay.
No.
section this evening. So
I don't know.
Definitely. What I was trying to do was not do what I've been doing, which is to jerk and pull it.
When you're in the hospital bed, I just couldn't. What did you say? Not much. I tried. She didn't want to hear it. I wish I knew what Jane was going to do.
Choice steps.
You said you wanted to talk. You don't have to move back.
I can't start over now. I don't even know if Jane will take me back, but I have
to. I'll be happy with that, Dennis. You got one, haven't you?
No.
Son, answer, why not?
Because I'm tired of being the wife. And I don't want to work at anything anymore.
We're not through with this.
I am.
Who would you like to talk to? A lawyer?
Maybe.
I told you, it's over.
I feel sorry for Toby.
Hell, you do. What do you mean you're tired of being a wife?
I'm taking the kids to the case.
Answer the question.
Don't interrogate me.
I want to understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about this house. This routine that you're so tired of that you have to go out and have an affair.
That's not why.
No, why?
Because I'm tired of being married, too. There isn't anything else.
What does that make me? Someone to stay with because it's easier than dealing with the emotions of a teenager?
You don't take more responsibility for the house and for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, don't tell me you put 200% into this relationship because you have. You let it slip, too.
they're getting their value for money off this tape. What do you reckon?
Do you want tea or coffee?
Sorry?
Do you want tea or coffee?
Can I have a tea, please?
I'm just going to fill in my books and reading all about it. I rang the number.
Mm.
He said to about putting the kids to bed.
Mm.
He said, we'll try and get something sorted out for you. Babysit on the 19th. I said, you didn't do too bad. I said, Ben was wet, but I said, his bed wasn't, so... God knows where he's at.
Is it a marketing exercise for the Sammy Walton, really?
Sorry?
Is it a marketing exercise for this?
Yeah. I've just been listening to your conversation with Davis and Owen.
Yeah? Is it any good?
Yeah, clank, click. Phew! Clank, click. I couldn't understand what you were saying to Iris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All I heard was something about her sorting out some wool.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing a tapestry thing. I'm a little bit concerned with our girl.
Oh, I think he's just peed up with his father.
It just strikes me he's losing perspective of who's doing what for who. I appreciate that the long term we gain as far as that property, yeah?
Yeah?
But the short term, he is not making us rich, is he?
Not by doing it the speed he's doing it.
If he'd have taken his time and he'd got himself some more work, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just Friday night and he's coming up here tomorrow morning.
Is he going?
Oh, I just said, do we see you over the weekend? And he said he's coming up tomorrow morning and but he's got places to go and people, you know how he says it, places to go and people to see tomorrow afternoon and Sunday. I asked him if he was going on his boat, and he said no.
No, he's put it in his winter mooring, isn't
he? No, I didn't.
Fair weather sandwich, yeah. Despite all the room bumping backy stuff.
I think it's just Friday night, and he's... Yeah, basically. I don't think Billy's telling him enough, to be honest.
What?
He's doing.
Well, he actually has it sound, but he doesn't know what it is.
He doesn't think being involved in that many discussions about the company, does he? Well, what's happening? Oh, he was moaning about all his trade accounts, wasn't he?
Business than he does.
Oh, no.
I think as far as to say, we probably know less about what's going on than he does.
Well, I had a word with Steph on the phone.
Mm.
She's getting fat.
Yeah.
Goes to the hospital on Thursday. 18-week appointment. There's another scan. Go to work on Sunday. They're going to work from 9:30 till 4:30 this Sunday.
Mm.
And then every Sunday up to Christmas. And if the trading's good enough, they're going to carry on.
What?
So, how that goes with Sunday laws, I don't know. I'm waiting for Tesco's to foreclose on what they said they were going to do.
Awesome.
They're supposed to be opening on Sunday, but didn't Texas and all those get fined last year for opening on Sunday?
Yeah, but because there's a European court ruling outstanding, local authorities aren't going to take the court. Because the shops can just put an injunction on them, stop them taking it any further. Or they can sue them for loss of income. Yeah. You're going to win this bar?
Yeah. Are you happy about this car situation?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, it's work on.
Why?
You've
got Monday, haven't you? You've got Monday, haven't you?
Sorry?
You've got all day Monday.
Yeah, but I need to do some typing. I'm trying to think how the fuck I'm going to conduct this meeting. With half the company around the table.
Yeah. Well, how many's going to be at this meeting? Including Jeff.
Jeff, Brent. Who's their manager of operations?
Joe?
No.
Oh! She's not getting a look in.
Sorry?
She's not getting a look in.
Not so far.
I bet she windles her way in if there's a free lunch going. Do you want Mum to come to Argos with me tomorrow morning?
Why?
Well, she's, I don't think she's doing anything tomorrow morning.
You're asking me? Why are you asking me?
Because you said you'd come to Argos with me.
I said I'd stay with the kids.
Oh, is that what the plan of action? Sorry, right, okay. I said I'd try and get over and see Steph one day next week.
Okay.
I said I'd try and see Steph one day next week and take her some maternity clothes and I'll wash some of these baby things. If not, I've only got to put them up in the attic and bring them down in 3 months' time. So I might as well take them over there and get rid of them. She said she don't mind having the stuff in the house. The end of this side of the tape.